Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad that you took the moment to tune in to get filled up for the week. And I appreciate all my new subscribers. So if you're new, hello. And today we have a guest that came on, Shakira. I said it right?
Yes.
Okay. Shakira, introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, I'm Shakira Malisho. I am a wife, a mom, and a content creator. And I just love all things social media and building my business. And aside from all of those hats, I am in the supply chain industry and I'm in the nonprofit space. But all around, I'm just a multifaceted woman that loves inspiring those who care to watch my journey.
Yes. Woo, you're amazing. I see you with the different hats. So now let's get into it. Tell us, how do you navigate wearing multiple hats and still being present in your home?
I definitely make sure that I am constantly doing check-ins, whether that is with myself, my partner, and my child. And like you said, as far as trying to stay present, I feel like I'm really grounded in my faith. And that's another constant reminder that keeps me grounded and me present at all times. Am I perfect? No. Do I always get it right? No, I don't. But I definitely try to make an effort to stay present most times.
Oh, I love that you mentioned your faith. So tell me, I love asking good questions like this. Like, tell me more about how your faith helps you navigate, wearing those different hats and being able to check in with yourself.
Yeah, definitely staying prayed up. Prayer life to me is just very important. And as I built my relationship with Christ, I found myself kind of asking the same prayers, like just make me a better wife, better mom, and all these things. But then I noticed that I needed to be more intentional with what was happening day to day. And when I was doing those things, studying my word, God would just convict me or just show me something that I'm doing or things that need improvement or giving me praise on things that I am doing right. And those are just some of the things that just really keep me grounded.
Yes, I definitely love that you talked about that conviction because I'm gonna be honest with you. So today I was in church, right? And they were talking about how like God does work inside of you, and when you have to be ready. So like he'll tell you what you need to work on. You just gotta be open to hearing him. And so something I've been working on and talking to my therapist through is like the emotional constancy part of motherhood because it's a mirror. So like you see yourself within your children. And so like some of the habits that I have, like for example, if I'm overstimulated, I'm like, just give me a moment. Or if my son won't give me my phone back, I'm like, can you give it back? But recently, it's been showing him like he hears it in a different tone than when I say it. So he'd be like, give it back. So now God is working on me and showing like, okay, how can you say that better so it's more respectful so that he can do that to others? So that's something I'm working on in motherhood. What are you working on?
Just that. I mean, literally coming back from New York a couple days ago on a brand trip, I instantly got in mom mode. I'm like coming in the door, got to pick up toys, pick up clothes, and all these things. And I did for a moment, like, found myself getting frustrated. And it's like, here I was on this high and this trip. And then it's like, boom, back to reality. And then, like you said, just really trying not to be so frustrated in the moment and know, like, this is a little person. She's just excited to see me. And the chaos in the house is the chaos in the house. And it's not permanent. We can pick up things when she goes to sleep and just trying to relieve myself of so much stress and anxiety day to day because juggling multiple things, it can very well just be overstimulating almost at all times, honestly speaking.
Yes, I love that you mentioned that because sometimes I just feel like, oh my goodness, like why are you doing this? But then it's like always that reminder, like how you said, you can always fix stuff, you can always replace stuff, you can do tasks at another time. Like it's just those moments of how you respond to them because that's what's going to impact them in the future. So I'm there with you. But I want to say congratulations on that brand trip, y'all. Can you tell the mamas what you do with content creation and how it's just talk about your journey of it.
Yes, so I have been creating content for over 10 years, but I did not take it serious until I had my daughter prematurely. So I had my daughter at 27 weeks, and I was working a job. I was told that I need to pretty much be put on bed rest. And I'm just like, okay, where's the funds coming from? Because I wasn't expecting this that happened so abruptly. And I just remember after I had my emergency C-section, laying in the bed of, okay, I know one thing that I can do and I could do well is create content. So I really made an effort to start pitching to brands. And I noticed that I was getting consistent paid collaboration. So I'm like, okay, I have something. And I also felt there wasn't pressure to go back to work. Not that it ever was, but being hyper independent, I love my money. I love my career. My husband is a great provider, but it's just that sense of independency that you still want as a woman, even though you're a wife and now a new mom. So that was my outlet to be able to have some independency and be able to be creative while juggling being a new mother. So that just pretty much snowballed into where we are now. So one collaboration became another, and it's just awarded me so many opportunities that I never could have imagined, especially being a nano creator with such a smaller community. So I'm just forever grateful that I decided to like really bet on myself in the midst of uncertainty, and it got me to this very point.
Ooh, that made me, when you was talking, it just made me think, remember, like, use what you have. Like, sometimes you don't have to go out and do all the crazy, like, think about what can I do right now with the gifts that God has blessed me with so that I can move forward. And so with that, that showed me that, you know, even though you're uncertain, that's where that faith comes in, and that's where that preparation comes in as well, so that you can be confident in moving and doing the things that you desire to do. Did you have to have a certain amount of followers in order to do that?
No, I did not. So I really feel like it boiled down to the authentic communication I had with my community and just organically tagging brands and like genuinely letting them know, like, hey, I love this product. And then my community would then tag them and be like, hey, Shakira recommended this product. I love it. And I feel like that's something that they really clung to, as well as just pretty much really diving in, studying the top creators, those that inspire me, and just really figuring out ways to just really make my content better. Because with an iPhone, you kind of feel like, oh, there's only so much I can do with the phone, but there really is a lot that you can do with that phone in your hand as a content creator. And I, like you said, I really just used what I had, new tools, new resources, ask questions with other creators that were making the similar content, and just really leveled up my content as a whole.
Oh, I love that. So to my mama's listening, just use what you have. You got to get started somewhere, because if you just sit on it, it's not going to work out. But as you start small, there are going to be failures. There are going to be mistakes, but use those as lessons to keep going, because you never know where you can end up. Because Shakira just ended up in New York, like she talked about, with working with a brand that she loved. So I hope that that inspires you all to keep going, because you never know where life is going to take you, y'all. You never know. And with that said, I know you mentioned your husband, how he's an amazing provider. And I know we're on Threads. I'm gonna give y'all a little backstory. So me and Shakira were talking about how it's so important to make sure that you marry the right person. And not meaning in a way of like making sure that you are meeting somebody who's going to make you better. And I want you to elaborate your thoughts on this, because this is such an amazing conversation and just a reminder to my mamas about make sure you with the right person.
Not just yes. So I always feel like it boils down to, for me, I knew firsthand that I needed a man of God, because there are going to be times when I stumble and I need him there to help pick me up, pick us up, and like carry us through anything that life happens to throw at us. And another thing was him allowing me to be my individual self. I was a creative. I was an entrepreneur before I met him. I was very much so into arts. And it wasn't a situation where, okay, we're together, you need to just get rid of all your hobbies and now we need to create this life. It was more so of, how can we better enhance the things that you're already doing to make it for the greater good of the family? And that's just always been his approach. And he's always been my number one cheerleader. He'll even get behind the camera and shoot content, and he's excited when another brand deal comes through, and he wants to get into it as well because he sees all the beautiful things that are happening in my life and for us being, for me to be able to really help contribute to the household as a content creator. So picking the right partner, it is so vital, and it's something that's often overlooked because aside from being a creative, being a mom sometimes can feel heavy, and you really need someone that can really help lessen that load and allow you to just be soft and feminine and just relax, you know, whether it's just something as simple as, okay, I'm going to take care of the laundry today so you can relax and do what you need to do. You know what? You want to sleep in 2 extra hours today. I'm going to go ahead and get the baby together for the day and you just relax, just like those simple things. And then in return, you doing those same things for your partner when you see that he needs it. So it's not always about me, but it's about us and what we can do for one another to make our day-to-days easier and at peace.
Because when you said that, I love what you said, because even with me, I made a video maybe a year ago about how marriage isn't 50-50 because it's an investment. And some days one partner is going to need more than the other. Like how you mentioned, motherhood is tough. And, you know, being with the baby, like that's working itself. And so really just honing in those skills of like, okay, having that communication to say like, okay, today I'm not my best, but if my partner is my best, they can kind of contribute and we balance off each other because it's just a partnership. Like you can't do it all on your own and you can't expect that each person is giving, because everybody, whatever they're giving that day is not going to always be the same on another day, or certain seasons are harder than others, especially like when you're pregnant and then postpartum, those seasons are hard. So you really just want to be able to lean in on your partner and really just use that communication. And I think that's what it comes into as a woman. Like you said, if you want to be soft, sometimes you just have to be vulnerable enough to say what you need and learn about what you need. Because I know I had to learn that. I'm not used to like being soft until I got married. And I'm like in postpartum with my first son, I'm like, wow, I'm not a superwoman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my husband can't read my mind, because I used to be like, oh, I don't know how you get to work out. And I'm now, he's like, you can work out. And it's just like that light bulb went off. I was like, oh, all I got to do is, you know, communicate that versus trying to do it all. So when you said that, that was like, yeah, like I want y'all to know it's all about communication comes into play and making sure that you can be vulnerable enough so that your needs can be met, because oftentimes they can't read your mind, you know.
They're like,
I need you to tell me exactly what you need sometimes. And it comes into a habit. And once you get into that habit, some they'll learn, but it's just, you didn't grow up and live in the same house as them, so you can't expect them to know exactly what you need. So I thought that was amazing. And I have another follow-up, you know, with that. In your opinion, if there's a woman right now who's like, you know, I don't know about my partner, you know, being the right person in this season, what advice would you give them so that they can get better support from their partner?
Yeah, I would most definitely take the time to sit still and be quiet and really get in tune with what it is that you need and the things that you want. And if you are a woman of faith, like really take those requests to God and just be like, this is what my heart is desiring. And these are the type of things that I would love for my partner or soon to be husband to recognize, and ask that. And then take that conversation with your partner and be like, hey, this is kind of what I need. Like, this is what I need for my love tank to feel full. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the things that you can do for me. And if not, like, let's work together to see how we can pour into one another so that both of our needs are met and that I feel safe and secure. Because that's all we want at the end of the day, is to feel safe, secure. And like you said, having that space to really be vulnerable and communicate our needs without feeling like we have to shrink ourselves and just carry the weight and just figure it out and just do it all on our own.
Yes. And then you mentioned love tank, because my husband and I, we always talk about like, what's your love tank? So that means, did you do the 5 love languages?
I did. Yes.
Okay, tell us that experience, because I know I love doing the five love languages. That really helps me and my husband figure out, okay, what do you need that day? What do you need? Like, what's the best way to show how much I love you and care for you? So you tell me, what's your experience with it? Because I love talking about the love tank.
Yes. So during our premarital counseling, I just remember like, oh, I know I'm this way and I think that you're this way. But once we actually did the test, we noticed that our needs are completely different from what we thought they actually were. And I remember them asking, because mine was like physical touch and words of affirmation. And I think in his mind, he thought giving gifts would make up for that. And I'm like, no, babe, I need those two that we talked about. And same things for him, because I thought his love languages were my love languages. So once we identified what they really were, we really had to take a step back and be like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm being intentional with loving you properly now. And this is just being brutally honest. Do we get it right every single year? Absolutely not. There are times when we like kind of fall back and go into our own way of doing things, but then it's like, all right, what's your love take on? What do you need from me? And then it's like, okay, I remember these are these things that he likes. Let me just do something special for him today. Let me just let you go hang out and go get some wings and have fun with your friends. Like, let me just take off of the household and the baby and everything and let you do you. And he does the same thing for me. So I think it's really about just recognizing those love languages and then just really just paying attention to your partner's behaviors and figuring out what it is that you need. Because like you said, you're not always going to get it right. And communication does play a big part. But I think over time, as you learn your partner, you can kind of sense what it is that they might be low on. But I don't know. I just feel like the longer you're together, you're like, I'm kind of reading your mind and I think I got it figured out. And then I might ask for reassurance and be like, okay, I was right. I got
And
it. You
you know
need
what's
that.
crazy too about love languages? They shift with seasons. Like I know some of me and my husband's, like we recently redid it. I mean, it's probably time for us to do it again, but what happened was like the ranking changes. You're like, oh, I didn't know this is how I feel now. Like before, I think mine was words of affirmation used to be number one. Now mine is like acts of service. So my husband knows like if I do these things, she'll feel more love versus me affirming her. Cause I'm like, I'm in a season now where I'm like, words, I don't really need all that right now. I need help.
Know that's
That's
right.
my way of showing support. So I really appreciate you taking the time for coming on. And before you leave, I want you to tell us, what advice would you give to a new mom in this season?
Take your time and really bask in every day, every moment, and be present. Because those days, weeks, months go by so fast. And then you'll look up and they're talking to you and running around. And, sometimes they say the analogy of like, it's almost like you're a chicken with your head cut off, just running around in those early stages. But try your best to really be present and enjoy those stages of motherhood, because you really can't get those days back unless you start all over again. But
Yeah, that's a whole nother
it'll be
story.
a different personality. But yeah, just really enjoy those small moments and know that it's not selfish to take a moment to have a day of self-care, a day, couple days, a week, whatever you need to reset. Like, really reach out to your support system and get the help that you can. And if you don't have a support system, I'm all for hiring help that you need, wherever, whatever that may look like, so that you can get your cup back full. Because the happy home is not happy unless the mom is happy and she's thriving and she's able to really show up in her full self.
Because it reflects in the household. Like I always, what I've learned as a wife and a mom is that you're the CEO of your home. Like you set the tone. So if you're not good, the whole house is gonna be like a mess. Like you could be like, what is going on? But when you take that time to pour into yourself, it's going to reflect in your home. It's going to reflect in your husband. It's going to reflect in your kids. It's going to re reflect the state of the house. Okay. So I really love that you mentioned that. And how can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Shakira Malisha. That'll be Shaakiramolisho. And that is my handle on every single platform: YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, everything. So you can find
my girl is everywhere. So y'all, I'm gonna put it in the description too, so that you guys can follow her. Her content is amazing. She inspires me. That's what made me reach out and be like, can you please be on the podcast? Because I love your energy and I just really enjoy it. If y'all are watching this video, like, you can see us just grinning because I'm just happy that she took a moment to come on.
Thank you.
And I love your energy. I love your energy and I can't wait to see what else God does for you in these next
years. Likewise.
And with that said, y'all, until next time, and make sure y'all leave a review because I love reading them, and share with somebody who needs some encouragement today. So yes.